Let us go before the Lord in prayer and asking God to be with us, to help us with the way we're walking before Him, God. In the name of your Son, Jesus, Lord, we need you to guide and instruct and lead us through this, Lord. Teach us how to put our faith in you and your Son and your Spirit. Give us the strength and encouragement to make it through, God. We ask, Lord, that you be with us today. Open our minds and our hearts to your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I want to share, order my steps as we are led by the inspired teaching of the Holy Spirit today. See, once we accept Christ as Lord, it then comes down to how we walk before God. If we surrender our lives to God, we no longer belong to ourselves. Therefore, we cannot continue to order our own steps, making our own plans. See, if we halfway give ourselves over to God, we still order our own steps. We still order and create our own plans. See, the question is, how do we walk in the path God has called us? So our steps are ordered by God. How do we get to the place where we're living through Christ Jesus so our steps are pleasing to God? And how do we move from just going through the motions with Christ to where our steps are directed by God? See, it starts with us being called. We're called so God can direct us as well as our children. We're called to keep to the ways of God before us and doing what is right and just, so we're partaking the promises of God. When God calls us, we must answer. Our spirit and soul must long for God's hand to direct us along the way. See, if we allow God to count our steps, He will not keep track of our sins. Because we're answered to call, God will seal up our sins and cover them up. He sees that we're willing to allow our steps to be ordered by Him. See, the Lord will probe our heart and examine us at night. He would test us to see if we are walking in His calling. And if we are faithful, the Lord would discover there's nothing we are hiding from His sight. When God calls, we resolve our mouth to His truth. We pattern our lives after His ways and we turn away from sin. So we must walk faithfully in our calling, keeping ourselves from the ways of violence. See, our steps must hold us to God's path so our feet will not slip. We must always seek the Lord. We must always call on God. We must always give our ear to the Lord. The Lord will hear our cries and answer our prayers. We watch over our steps because we know how much God loves us. We walk by faith because the one who called us has saved us by His right hand, and He's a refuge to our soul. We ask the Lord to keep us as the apple of His eye and hide us under the shadow of His wings. When we listen to what God says, we walk in His ways, we will have peace. If we don't turn away and order our own steps, God's salvation will be near us. His love and faithfulness will meet together. His righteousness and peace will kiss each other as we walk before the Lord. The pattern of our walk will change. See, God's word teaches us that there's a way that seems right to a person, but in the end, it leads to death. It says that the wicked will laugh, but their heart will ache, and the joy will end in grief because of the way they walk before God. When our steps are pleasing to God, He makes every enemy of ours live in peace with us. In a person's heart, they may plan their own course, but it is the Lord who determines their steps. See, the Lord calls us into salvation so our steps can be ordered by His Son, Christ Jesus. See, the foolish plans of the Lord are wiser than man's wisdom. We must walk as the Lord orders our steps, so we walk by faith and not by sight. Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 24 to 25. See, the Lord calls each one of us so we can step out of, and He can order our steps so we can learn how to do what is pleasing to God. First Corinthians chapter 1, verses 24 to 25 says, "But to those whom the Lord has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God, the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than man's wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than man's strength." There's no way you and I can order our own steps. We don't have the wisdom nor the strength. We need to call on God. We need God to order our steps. We need God to put us on the right path. See, those of us who are called by the Lord must live a life worthy of our calling. If we've been chosen by God, then we have to always be humble and gentle and patient and make allowance for each other's faults so we begin to walk as the Lord called us to walk. See, the Lord calls so he can order our steps in different directions. See, I tell you, there's a 99.99999 chance that the way you and I are walking today is absolutely a different direction than where God wants us to walk. So we must allow God to order our steps to get us on the right path. We can never forget there's one body, one spirit. All of us has been called into one glorious hope in Christ Jesus. There's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God the Father who's over all and living through all by his spirit. And Christ deals with us gently. See, we've walked in ignorance and gone astray so many times. No one can take honor upon themselves. We must be called by God. In the same way, Christ did not take it upon himself the glory that became a high priest. He was chosen by the Father. See, we have to allow God to order our steps, to get us where God, on that path on that God is trying to lead us on. So we who are called by God understands our step will take us through some suffering as we work to please God. As we turn away from the things of this world, as we suffer because we once thrived in sin, and we allow God to change our steps. I'm telling you, it's going to feel like you're suffering because God is taking that step of disobedience that you walked on and turning it into a step of faith. See, God is taking that step of lying and cheating and turning it into a step of truth and honesty. See, God is taking that step of hating and hurting somebody to turn turning into a step of love and sharing. See, God is going to change our steps. It's going to feel like we're suffering, but we're suffering because Christ first suffered for us. To be an example for us, so we'll know how to follow in the footsteps of the Lord. See, my father did not achieve a high education. See, yet he understood the need for educating his children. And as I got older, I took a look at my father's step, looking to see if I should walk in them. I became amazed at his integrity. It was a quality that I desired to have. So I ordered my step like my father. And as I came to know Christ Jesus, I desired to order my steps like the Lord. It does not come quickly. It does not come easy. But we can get there. You and I just got to keep our eyes on the Lord. We got to stay in his word and allow his spirit to start changing our steps and talking to us about how we not stepping to the left or to the right, but keeping to the path that God has called us on. So if we're confident that we're being called by God, then we need to allow our lives to be in Christ Jesus. We need to align ourselves with Christ and allow God to order our steps. We can't spend our time wondering if we should allow the Lord to lead and guide us today or we're going to lead and guide ourselves. We must do the work we're called to do, no matter what the cost. See, no matter what direction it takes us in. The Lord calls us because he loves us. He holds our lives in his hand. We need to allow ourselves to be ordered and put in the right mindset that our steps can be ordered by God. Accept his teaching and ways for our lives. And just as God used people like Moses, John, Paul, and Peter, Christ Jesus will instruct us in his ways. Our steps have to be ordered by God. There's no other way we get to the kingdom of God. We don't know the way. Neither one of us, I don't care. There's nothing in this world. There's no books in this world that can teach us how to get to the kingdom of God. We need to follow Jesus. Must allow Christ Jesus to lead and guide us. He knows the way to the kingdom of God. We do not. A person called by the Lord knows that their life is no longer their own. We can't turn and order our own steps. We must allow the Lord to instruct, guide, correct us along the way. We ask the Lord to deal with us justly, not in his anger, lest we would be reduced to nothing in his sight. Christ knows the way we should travel. We're tested along the way to see if we remain faithful. If our feet keep to the path God has ordered. Will we continue the path of God? Will we turn to the side? Will we turn to the left or right? See, God wants to test us. Will we stay to the calling? Will we stay to the path? If we allow the Lord to order our steps, the commandments of God will not depart from our lips. We will treasure God's word more than we treasure our daily bread. We'll be free indeed to live as God has called. See, we have to keep our senses now. We cannot become self-righteous because we've been called by God and he's ordering our steps. We cannot walk with pride and arrogance because Lord, accept our walk as righteous and blameless. See, if we do such things, we become conceited and full of pride. We would think in our heart that we cannot be led astray. We would think that we're above sin and above lust. The devil doesn't give up so easily. He will attack us. If the Lord delights in our ways, he will keep our steps firm and our path straight. And though we may stumble, we will not fall, for the Lord upholds us with his mighty hand. King David testifies that when he was young and as he grew old, he never saw the righteous forsaken, nor God's people begging for bread. Those who are called by God, whose steps are ordered by the Lord, God will protect and provide for. We don't have to worry. We don't have to be in fear. We don't have to be out there chasing anything. We don't have to be trying to run after nobody. We just depend on God and let God order our steps. So we must learn from King David, who said that his feet had almost slipped. He was envious of those who boast and jealous of the prosperity of the wicked. The wicked show no signs of plagues of death, they seem to have no trouble in life. They seem to wear pride like a necklace. We know it's better to serve God than to live in sin. We know the Lord will judge our steps. We know the Lord holds our portion. We know if we seek the Lord's face, we will find him. We know if we consider God's ways and not our own, we will have peace and joy in this life. See, we know we must follow God's commandments and obey the voice of Christ Jesus. We know the Lord is a friend to all who fear him, who place their trust in him. So we know all who follow God's precepts is filled with God's love. We know we cannot step a foot on the path of the wicked. We know we must avoid any path that leads to sin, that leads us away from God. We know a path of sin is a path that leads to death. Go with me to Proverbs chapter 4, verses 11 to 15. We don't look to God to order our steps. We'll turn away and do as we please. We want God's blessing. We need to allow God to have control of our steps, of our plans, so God will lead us in the right direction. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 11 to 15 says, I guide you along the way of wisdom and lead you along straight paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble. Hold on to instruction. Do not let it go. Guard it well, for it is your life. Do not set foot on the path of the wicked or walk in the ways of evil men. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn from it and go your own way. See, if our steps are ordered by God, then we can turn and order our own steps based on worldly understanding and knowledge. We'll be messed up. We'll be turning to the left and right. It's just a trap for us to dedicate ourselves to the Lord and then later consider our vows to God and turn away from him. The Lord searches our spirit, our most inner parts, to see what is in us. So we need to seek the Lord and ask him to direct our path to his commandments so we find delight in God. We ask the Lord to teach us how to
following a path that he's marked out for us so we can keep to it all the way to the end. We ask God to give us understanding so we can keep to the path he has called us and obey his ways with all our heart and soul, so our feet will not slip, so we do not fall. We ask God to direct our footsteps into his path according to his word, Son, and Spirit, to unfold his word before us, giving light to our path, giving understanding to our ways so we please God. God would direct our path by his truth and his everlasting covenant in Christ Jesus. Our soul will be joyful in the Lord, for he clothes us with garments of salvation and covers us with a robe of righteousness. We must stay to the path God has called for our lives. Our path will become slippery if we turn to the false teaching, if we become an instrument of false doctrine. God will banish us and we will fall away. See, the devil knows the path God has given us. As soon as we step on that path, the devil tries to take God's word from us. He uses trouble and persecution and worry and deceitfulness and sickness and sinful desires and false images and cares for this life to get us off the path God has for us and walk on the path full of deceit and lies. Go with me to Mark chapter 4, verses 15 to 20. See, being able to stay on the path the Lord has ordered is critical for us to reach the kingdom of God. Christ is going to lay a path for us, make a way for us, and we have to be willing to walk in it. No matter what it takes us through, no matter what it costs us, we have to stay to the path the Lord has made for us. Mark chapter 4, verses 15 and 20 says, some people are like seed along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. Others like seed sown on rocky places, hear the word and want to receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only for a short time. When trouble and persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Still others like seed sown among thorns hear the word, but the words of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth and the desires for other things come in and choke out the word, making it unfruitful. Others like seed sown on good soil hear the word, accept it, produces a crop 30, 60, even 100 times what was sown in. See, stay to the path God has prepared for us to walk. Our steps have to be ordered by the Lord. We have to let love and faithfulness never leave us. We have to bound it around our neck and write it upon the tablets of our hearts. We have to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. And in all our ways, we acknowledge the Lord that he will make our path straight. So we must keep to the path God has called us. When we first came to God, all our steps were ordered by ourselves, which kept us in sin, doing sin every day. And as we allow the Spirit to work in us, some of our steps begin to get ordered by God. But then there's other steps that we kept to ourselves so we can continue doing as we please. You know those steps I'm talking about? The one that gives you pleasure that you won't give over to God? The ones that you think, okay, God, I gave you everything else, but let me have these two or three things in my life, God, that give me pleasure. I'm trying to be a right person, God. No, God wants it all. He wants to order all of your steps. And if we allow the Spirit of the Lord to have his way with us, our steps will change. One by one, our steps will be ordered by the Lord. One by one, our steps will please God. Step by step, we'll walk by faith and not by sight. See, if we want the Lord to direct our path and order our steps, we must honor the Lord with our wealth, with the first fruits of our possession. Then our house will be filled with overflow and our vats brimming over with new wine. See, if we want the Lord to order our steps, we cannot despise God's discipline and resent his rebuke. We know the Lord disciplines those he loves. We reap what we sow. Blessed is the man who finds wisdom. Blessed is the person who gains understanding. And blessed is the person whose steps are ordered by God. Praise God. The Lord has a plan for our life. Are we willing to walk in the plans of God? Can God order our steps? Praise the Lord. Every little step we take to please God will return to us 100-fold if we are faithful. Thank you, Jesus. You are our example, Lord. You carved out a way for a child of God to walk in the ways of God. We must receive it. We must walk in it. We must remain faithful to it. Order our steps, God. Make our path straight so we can walk in your wonderful light, Jesus. Shine a light down on our steps. If we got some dark steps, shine a light down, Lord, on our steps and give us understanding. Rebuke us, correct us. Get our steps in order with your word, in order with your spirit, God. Get our steps right before you, God. Order our steps, Lord. Put us on the right path so we can serve God, so we can do things that bring glory and honor to God. Light up the path, Lord Jesus. Make your light shine all around us. Keep us from the path of sin and evil. Order my mind, Lord Jesus. Order my thoughts, Lord. Order my tongue, Lord. Order my plans, Lord. Order my knowledge, Lord. Order my understanding. Order my desires, Lord Jesus. I need you to order everything about me, Lord. So I'm thinking right when I'm walking on the path you called me. Lord, help me, Jesus. I need you to order my desires, God. So what's inside of me doesn't try to get me to turn to the left or right. I need you to order my desires, God. So help me, Lord Jesus. Help me. I need you to order me today, God. Lord Jesus, order my steps. Order our path, Lord, so we can do what is pleasing to God. Order our steps, one step at a time, sweet Jesus. We ask you to guide us and keep us in. Order our steps, make us a faithful. Teach us how to be faithful in the things of God. Keep into the things of God all the way to the end. Not desiring to take our hand off the plow and turn back. Not designed to try to act like we're with somebody when we're not. Not designed to try to act holy and righteous when there's something inside of us that we're not walking right before God. Order our steps, our most inner beings. Order everything about us. So our steps are faithful. Our steps are honorable, God. And when you see our steps, you'll delight in them, Lord. You'll bless us even more, Lord Jesus. Father God, we ask that you be with us. In the name of your Son, guide us and keep us, God. Mark out a path for us, Lord Jesus. And let us be willing, bold, and able, and courageous, and endure, and walk on the steps that are laid out for us by Jesus. He will guide us to the kingdom of God if we're faithful. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for all that you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.